to the RWB 489 from WSHM 738. Good morning there, WRWB 489. Yeah, good morning, Mike. Yeah, it's a little rainy today, obviously. Yeah, I hear that. You had a lot of QRM coming in with you. I don't know for what reason, but, yeah, just a lot of QRM. Alright, let me try this. Try again. Say it to a syllable. Yeah, it just didn't do nothing. Yep, and that was the... Alright, that might be better. I think the repeater is a little weaker this morning. That may be better.
If I can hear you just fine now. Everything's fine there. No QRM, no bacon signs. Yeah, you're good.
Yeah, I actually think it's because of the rain. The repeater seems to be a little weaker. So... maybe something to do with that. Band conditions.
Well, that could be, but I don't know. I'm talking off of it, but then again, I'm close, so.
Anyways, I don't know. Maybe I don't usually talk on it through that stretch either, so I don't. Maybe I can't say for sure, but it was weak at the time, so if it's weak, I'm weak going into it, so there you go. I'd say it's probably better now, and probably will be fine from this point forward.
Yeah, you don't seem weak now, and you're not picket fencing. Well, maybe a little bit of picket fencing, I'm sorry, I mean, no QRM in there with you. No bacon frying, like I said, so, anyway, yeah, just, I take it you're on your way, to work, eh?
I am, every day. I've only took, other than holidays, I've only took one day off this year, so far. So... only one day I took as a vacation day to spend with my granddaughter. So, and heck, we're already in the May, so stacking up those vacation hours.
Yep, I hear that. Yeah, I haven't taken any days off, you know, this year yet. None. Whatsoever. Oh man, I need a, you know, vacation.
Yeah, it's good to do every now and then, for sure. Mental health. It's a good thing.
Yeah, it is. I got something planned in the works here, you know, coming soon, so it'll be alright.
Yep, I just put some money down on a little vacay, a little getaway. That's coming up pretty soon. I just secured it like late last week and got it all hammered in there, so... good summer getaway for a bit.
No, okay. Yeah, I got something coming up. I got, you know, something planned. I'm part of this timeshare So I figured, well, might as well use it.
Yeah, very good. Well, I'd be careful what you say out here. Anywhere good? You could probably say where, I just wouldn't say when.
Yes, Outdoor Adventures. They got them all over the state.
Mike, to be honest with you, I can't make out a word you're saying. You're clear into the repeater, but just with the cabin noise, and it seems kind of muffled, like you're not talking directly into that mic. It's not clear and concise. I'm not even sure what you said there.
I said it's Outdoor Adventures. That's what I belong to. It's a, timeshare campground association. You know, they got campgrounds all over the state that they own. And that's what I'm roped in through.
Okay, yeah, well, that's good. Anything's good, right? Get away. Have fun. I'm not so much a camper or a guy that, I mean, I've done it before, very seldom. I just, not my bag of tea, but I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I particularly like to be in the Caribbean on a beach with the sun beating down on you at like 88 degrees or something like that. That's the one for me.
Well, like hanging out like in, say like Costa Cana or something like that.
Well, Mexico's a little risky if that's where that was. Anyways, no, I've been to Cancun before and a lot of vacations down to Florida. Just not enough of them, to tell you the truth. And I think the last exotic one I was at was St. Thomas, so it's always a pretty good time.
Yeah, well, no, there's a timeshare resort that I'm with. Or that I belong to, they do have cabins, and they got full amenities, you know, a shower, you know, bathrooms, and, you know, cable TV, all that stuff, full kitchens. So it's not just campground. They have cabins you can rent out, and they have a full, thing up, you know, in each campground they got like a workout room, swimming pool, jacuzzi. It's all like an indoor pavilion or building.
Yep, WSHM 738. Well, it doesn't matter, you know, it's all about getting away. It's a good thing. You know, everybody likes something a little different. I'm just a Florida Caribbean guy. Somebody had mentioned to me the other day, like, do you ever go on a cruise? And I said, well, no, not really. I can't see spending my time on a boat. And I know most of them that hop the islands down there pretty much travel at night, and there's a lot of things to do on the boat, but I'd rather just fly somewhere. Get out of the airport, take a cab or a rental car to where you're going, and be done with it.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, well, those cruise ships, like Carnival, they've been known to have a lot of problems in the past. WRWB 49.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, Mike, you hear about the bad ones, right? They never put the good ones on the news, for the most part. So there's a million cruises that take off, but you hear about the bad ones. And I know about the bad ones. I mean, I always jokingly say, keep an eye on the captain of the ship, because when he jumps ship, you better jump ship. They don't always tell you. Like in the case of the Costa Concordia, right? That guy's still in jail because of that. He's the one that was too close to the shoreline and hit the rocks and sank the boat.
Yeah, that was the one where he brought the boat close to shore just so he could wave at his friend, or his friend could wave at him, and it was what, off the coast of Italy.
Yeah, well, for whatever the reason, I mean, that's what he was, too close to shore and hit the rocks. Then he jumped ship without telling anybody. And he's in jail because of it, so there you go. Then there was the one that got stuck in the Gulf of Mexico and lost power or something, and everybody started getting sick. You know, it was like two people one day, four the next, blah, 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 blah. And then there was some other problems with the plumbing, too, that I want to really talk about. Yeah, I've heard of a few of them, you know, but that's one in a thousand, you know what I mean? But it's still funny, nevertheless. Not funny if you were on it. So I think as far as the cruises go, I think I'll stay on shore.
Yeah. Yeah, he jumped ship, and then as far as I remember, the Italian Coast Guard told him, you know, get back on your ship, and you know, that you can't do this. You cannot abandon ship. They ordered him, you know, with bullhorns to get back on his ship, and he was swimming right to shore.
Yeah, I don't remember the exact details. I thought he was on like a little dinghy or something with a couple of shipmates trying to save their own butts or whatever. But yeah, you can't do that when you're captain of the ship. Look at the guy that they landed in the East River in New York. He took off, hit a bird strike, you know, knocked his engines out, and he landed it in the water. He made sure everybody was off his plane, you know, before he disembarked. So I believe that guy's name was Sully. He was the pilot of the airplane. He did it the right way.
Captain Sully, and he was, he landed in the Hudson, and I remember, what's her name, not Diane Sawyer, but the other one, and she was, like, looking out her front window, and her door wall of her, like, condo, and said, what the heck's going on here, you know, watching a plane land right in the Hudson. One of the other news anchors on ABC, Good Morning America.
Yeah, well, he did the right thing, and, you know, a little luck was with him, obviously, and he pulled it off and landed that thing. Yeah, I couldn't remember if it was the East River or the Hudson, so it was the Hudson, whatever, one side or the other of Manhattan anyways, but he landed it. And not only he did that, you know, he made sure everybody was off his airplane before he left, so kind of a stand-up guy right there. That's the guy you want behind the wheel.
He did that, you know, perfect and flawlessly. I mean, normally when you hit the water, you know, the plane's gonna, you know, break apart, but no, it didn't. It was like a perfect landing.
Yeah, basically you had to come in really shallow, right? I mean, you come in too steep, you're in trouble. So, hats off to that guy, for sure. All right, Mike, well, I'm getting kind of close. I'm going to hang this thing up. I'll say good morning, and talk to you a little later. So have a good day at work and all that stuff. And we'll catch up with you. WRWB 489 from WSHM 738.
All right, take care as well. This is WRWB 489. We'll be standing by.
Great day in the morning. WSDY 438. WSGI 432, monitoring and mobile.
WSET 544, mobile and monitoring.
WSAA 336, monitoring.
This is Whiskey Sierra Delta Foxtrot 754, monitoring mobile.
WSHW 556, monitoring.
WSIA monitoring.
WSHW 556, WSBM 993, copy. final call. WSHW 556, WSBM 993, copy.
WSBM 993, mobile and monitoring.
WSHW 556, how's it going, 993?
Well, good morning there, my friend. Going all right, just getting the day started on this Tuesday morning. Lovely, wonderful rainy day, isn't it? They got you working out there in the rain today, or are you working indoors?
Well, actually, me and all my coworkers are sitting in our vehicles right now because the main guy that has a key to the door had a funeral today. My boss forgot about it, so we didn't have him come in, but he had to anyway to unlock the gate. But his key's not working in the door, so we're going to be sitting here for about an hour for the boss to show up.
You're that getting paid to sit in the vehicle, eh?
Yeah, that's what everyone's thinking. I ain't gonna complain. Getting paid for, well, it's been half an hour now, so another hour on top of that, I won't mind getting paid for a whole hour and a half just sitting in my car.
Roger that, I hear you there, man. It's gonna be a wet, rainy one out there for you today, I'll tell you. Hopefully, you won't be working out in the outdoors too much, hopefully, but who knows. I don't know how long this rain is supposed to go on for today, but, yeah, definitely, man. But other than that, my friend, how's everything else been going for you?
Yeah, so far everything else has been going all right today, so can't complain there. How about yourself?
Hey, Roger. Going all right. Just getting my day started right now. Just getting ready to get on the road here in a few minutes. Got to go take my friend to work at about 9:30. Then I got to go meet another. Got to go meet another friend, possibly out in Bay City, at her appointment. And other than that, that's really about the only two things on the. On the agenda for right now. I'm pretty sure other stuff will come up. Hopefully it won't be as stressful and chaotic of a day as it was yesterday, I hope.
Yeah, sometimes it can be pretty chaotic. I've definitely been there, done that quite a few times. All you can really hope for is as the days go by, they are easy and not full of drama and all that other stuff that you don't like to deal with.
Yes, indeed, definitely. But it sure is a wet, rainy one today, I'll tell you that, for sure. Got any potential plans coming up for the weekend at all, or don't know quite yet, or what?
No, not as of yet. But come Friday, if there's no plans, I'll probably just go to the bar and have a couple drinks. See if anyone would be up to hang out for the weekend or something. It gets pretty boring sitting at home doing nothing.
Hey, Roger that. Well, hey, maybe one of these times, if you're up for it, if you're interested, we could maybe meet up one of these times or whatever, if you're up for that, or is that something that you might be interested in, just to hang out or maybe go to the bar or... You know, or something like that, if you're cool with that.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind it. Give me something to do, somebody to talk to and hang out with for the time being. Like I said, it's better than sitting at home doing nothing. There's plenty of stuff I could do, like relearning how to play guitar and all that, but I don't know. I want to get back into it, but that's a long, long journey there, getting into that.
Yeah, I copy that. I hear you. Well, hopefully, maybe one of these times you'll be able to get back into it or whatnot. Hopefully, that'll be cool if you can. Eventually, still working on practicing or doing whatever for your hand ticket.
yeah, I'm still doing my studying and all that. Hopefully sometime next month I'll be able to go and take the class to do my written and all that and get my license. Because I still have my granddad's old base station that he used for years. It's an old Kenwood TS-2000. Still works and all. I just not legally allowed to operate it. So hopefully here soon, within the next month or so, I'll be able to get my license and all that good stuff and be able to start using that too.
Yeah, Roger that, most definitely. Yeah, that'll be awesome, man, for sure, definitely. Do you ever turn it on and just kind of monitor or listen to it at all, or no?
To be honest, I really don't know how to operate or set that Kenwood. My grandpa was teaching me how it worked and all that when I was younger before he passed, but I don't know, even looking through the manual for it, because it still has the original manual that came with it. I was flipping through that a little bit, looking at all the functions and all that stuff, and it seems a little more complicated than I was expecting. GMRS is definitely a lot simpler, to say the least, but, you know, every now and then I'll start flipping through the manual, start reading bits and pieces when I have the time, just to kind of learn how to do what, how to set it up, how to, you know, do all that stuff to actually use it.
Yeah, Roger that. I hear ya. WSDM 993 for radio identification. Yeah, once you get that ham ticket and stuff and start, you know, meeting and get acquainted with some of the ham members there and the ham radio guys, I'm pretty sure that some of those individuals there, some of those people would be able to definitely give you a hand or show you how to program it or, you know, how to go about doing things with it. I'm pretty sure there's some skilled individuals out there that know what they're doing or talking about. Maybe even watch some YouTube videos or tutorials as well. There might be some good videos out there too as well, possibly. I don't know, but pretty sure you'll, you know, figure it out eventually when it, you know, when the time or gets closer, you know. But anyways, Shane, I just wanted to jump in there real quick, and I'm glad, or like I said, I'm glad you jumped in there real quick and hollered at me or whatnot. So I'm going to jump off of here and get traveling down the road here, pull out of my driveway and head to the destination. So pretty sure we'll do it again a little bit later on. Try to stay dry out there, my friend, and hopefully I'll get into your work building soon. Until then, you take care and have yourself a good one. This will be WSBM 993 Mobile. Clear and monitoring after your final.
Yeah, I sure hope so. But, yeah, you definitely have yourself a good day. Be careful out there. Don't get too wet out there in the rain. This is WSHW556, clear and monitoring.
WSBM 993 Mobile and monitoring.
WSAA 336, monitoring and mobile.
WSAA 336, WSBM 993.
Morning, Chad. How you doing?
My friend Chuck, how you doing?
That was all choppy. Come back.
another down in the air. Rainy.
Chad, I'm on my ball thing, and you're not...
Mention you're quite broken up there on YouTube.
I'll give you a shout out.
All right. Anybody else out there can read me.
WSAA 336 out and clear.
WSBM 993 for radio check.
WSHW 5. You were coming in pretty choppy there a little bit ago, but that last transmission for your radio check call came in pretty clear.
Roger that. So it's sounding okay then, Shane? Or is it pretty bad?
It sounds fine now, but earlier when you were talking to the other guy, it was pretty choppy on his side as well. It was cutting in and out pretty bad.
Roger that. Yeah, he was breaking up pretty bad there, too. He was on his handheld, I guess, his bow thing, but I just wanted to make sure I was making it through now okay, though, but it sounds all right now, you said, correct?
Yes, loud and clear now.
Roger that. Okay. All right, appreciate it, Shane. WSBM 993 mobile, clear and monitoring.
WSHW 556, clear and monitoring.
SAA 336 monitoring.
M993 Mobile, Bay County, monitoring.
Radio check.
Morning, 92, WSTM 993, we hear you loud and clear.
Roger that, Chad, thank you. I got one of these $10 bowl things. Bought a couple of them, just getting them programmed up here. Does it sound all right?
Roger that. Sounding loud and clear on my end. I'm on the Bay City repeater and in Bay City currently. And you're coming through over here clear and loud.
Good deal. Well, I'll be handing these out to the families so everybody's got one. You can't beat it for $10, I got to tell you that. It's a good little radio for $10.
Roger that. What Bofang model is that? Which one is it?
It's called a K6 series.
And you said K as in kite, the number 6 series?
Hang on, I'll tell you here in a second. So it's actually called NA K61. It's a multi-band. You can do ham and or GMRS.
K as in kite, 61, both A?
Yeah. Roger that. You get, for $18.99, you get two of them. You get two chargers, two batteries, and extra antennas for $18.99. You can't beat it.
Roger that. I wonder if any of the same ones that I ordered the other day that Jack told me about. Jack was telling me about a two-pack for $18.99. I just ordered some yesterday from Amazon. I wonder if it's the same... Same
both things. Yep, same one. He's the one that told me about it as well, so yeah, you can't go wrong with them for sure. They're 10 watt dual band, so good little radio for sure. I'm just going to hand them out to the family so they all got one.
Roger that. Yeah, you told me they were 8 watts. Are they 8 watts or 10 watts?
I was just scrolling through. He told me 10. I don't know. I'm just looking through the specs here, and I don't see exactly what it is. In the information here, but anyways, it's working. That's all I care.
Roger that, yeah, it's definitely working for you. It's definitely sounding good, definitely. It's got the ham band and the GMRS band you said on it, correct?
Yes, sir. Roger that.
Copy that. All right there, Greg. Well, you have yourself a good one, my friend. Good hearing from you. Good talking to you. All that good stuff. Radios are sounding good. Definitely talk again for sure. We'll be clear after your final. This is WSBM 993, Mobile Bay City, and we'll be clear.
All right, Chad. We'll talk to you later. WSB 993, we're clear.
Sam Charlie Zebra 810 Mobile monitoring.
WSBM 993 mobile and monitoring. WSBM 993 mobile and monitoring. WSBM 993 portable and monitoring.
WSHW 556, how's it going, 993?
WSBM 993, go ahead, Shane.
How's your day going so far?
So far, so good, my friend. You know, staying busy, staying productive, you know, getting things that I need to take care of, taken care of, and so far, so good. For the most part, how's things going your way? Did you finally get in over there?
Yeah, we finally ended up getting in about a half hour, 45 minutes after I last talked to you. Had to have a locksmith come in and get into the building for us. Been pretty busy. Since then, I just got back from my lunch. I'm going back to finish pulling parts off a vehicle. Got soaked earlier today working out in the rain, but thankfully it stopped, so hopefully I'll get lucky and the rain will cease for the rest of the day. At least until I get home. After then, I don't care.
Roger that. I hear you. How's this HT that I'm on sounding right now on the portable?
You know, there's an ever so slight bit of static in your background, but I can still read you crystal clear.
Hey, roger that. Yep, well, you're staying pretty busy then, pretty steady out that way then. That sounds good, man. Keeping your time occupied, got back from your lunch, you know. So, yeah, man, hopefully the rain will stay away and you'll stay dry for the rest of the day, hopefully, there, Roger.
Yeah, I'm certainly hoping so. There for a while, it was coming down pretty bad while I was out in the back of the yard pulling parts off two different vehicles. Still in the process of them, but almost done. Just got to get the taillights out of either vehicle and on to the next one. So, outside of that, yeah, been pretty busy.
Yeah, copy that. I hear ya. Yeah, I appreciate you reaching out, man. Sorry about the little bit of a delay there and answering you back right away. I was just finishing up on a phone call there. But, yeah, man, sounds real good or whatever. I'm going to jump back off here. I got a few other phone calls to make and a few things to take care of around the house here and stuff and all that. So be intermittently monitoring on and off a little bit. So we'll definitely do it again, Shane. You take care. Be safe out there in the yard. And, like I said, hopefully stay dry and all that. And we'll definitely talk with you probably a little later or something. Until then, my friend, WSBM 993, clear and monitoring after your final.
Yeah, not a problem at all. I kind of figured you were a little preoccupied with the delay, which kind of worked out because I was talking to one of my coworkers anyway about my next vehicle. I got to, unfortunately, take some parts off a Firebird that we got in last week. Really nice vehicle, but it's getting parted out. But yeah, hopefully it stays dry. I'll definitely talk to you again sometime later on today. Be safe out there. Best of luck getting done with what you got to do. WSHW 556, clear and monitoring.
WRUU 850.
WSOZ 793 monitoring.
Still there, this is WSC8795.
Yeah, come on, I believe you said 795, go ahead.
Yeah, I heard you, I heard somebody beat up right afterwards too, but just wanted to shout out to you and say, hey, you're coming out loud and clear.
Yeah, roger that. Appreciate it. Got you coming in pretty good, too. Little bit of noise with you. You must be mobile, roger.
Yeah, that's a firm up. But let me drop down to 20 lots and see if you can still pick me up. I'm just kind of curious. You on 625?
Yes, sir. I'm on 625. You really don't have to, I mean, you sound good. You really know, unless you just experimental purposes, you don't need to up the power.
No, I was actually dropping down to 20. I was at 50, now I'm at 20 watts. How am I coming in now?
You're coming in good. You're readable. I can still hear the noise, the crackling behind you because you're mobile. But your modulation and everything overrides it. You sound good.
Well, I appreciate that. That's what I wanted to find out. I'm actually in Farmington Hills right now. And that's really the only tower I can hit is 625 downtown for some reason. I'm still in the...
Roger that. I don't blame you there. Not bad from Farmington Hills to the Detroit if you're hitting the Detroit. The Mount Clemens repeater, I believe, is out of service right now as of this morning, I guess. I haven't checked it, but you're supposed to disconnect it and repair whatever's wrong with it or whatever the case. So, but yeah, it's working. You're sitting at 20 watts. It's working pretty good there. What's the maximum that thing will do? I can hit from here with my gear is Detroit or Mount Clemens, and that's it. And Mount Clemens has had a problem for quite a while, so I sit on the Detroit one. Sometimes I got some diesel noise in there with me a little bit and stuff, but I don't care. As long as they can read me, that's good enough for me there, Roger.
Yeah, I heard about the Mount Clemens one yesterday. I think that actually this radio most of the time on the western part of the state. I live here, but I got a cabin up north in the western part of the state. So there, it helps to have a little bit more power sometimes. Because a lot of times it's different. But I'm glad that it's working today. The conditions are right. Over.
Yeah, Roger that. It's starting to get a little noisy on you, a little bit more noisy on you. I don't know if you're going away from it, from the antenna, or if you're, you know. But I got everything you said. I just want to let you know that the noise is really starting to come in with you now, there, Roger.
Yeah, my guess is that it has to be more of the elevation that it does more of that. But you're right. I'm immobile, and it's always different. Even when you try to spin a little bit extra, I'm not going to put better equipment. Still hitting that. Still have fun with it, though. This is WSGH-795. This is Mike. It was nice talking to you.
Yeah, right, good deal, Mike. First personal over here is Dave, Delta Alpha Victor Echo. I'm in Warren here, and good to meet you. Like I said, it's working. It's just a little noisy, but it's working pretty good. From where you're at, that's a pretty good trip. You're doing all right. So anyway, you take care. You have yourself a good day, and maybe we'll talk later. I'm going to maybe throw you my log here, so we'll speak on you later. Have yourself a good one. WSFZ 793, I'm monitoring.
WSBL 993, mobile and monitoring.
I-783, mobile to base, copy. WSCI-73, base to mobile.
CA, 3 minutes.
Mr. Hank is very impatient.
I bet he is. See you in a minute. WSCI 783 out.
WSCI 783 base monitoring.
WSFZ 793 monitoring.
WSDI 432 monitoring and mobile.
WQZJ969 mobile.
WSFC 793 monitoring.
WRUB 229 standing by.
WSFW 542. How's everybody out there on this rainy day? This is Doug out of Lapeer, just wondering how far away I'm getting today.
WXXW
5564,
loud and clear from Saginaw County, Michigan.
WRUB 229, yeah, great cop on you in Flint.
WSGG772, Shelby Township, monitoring off Troy. Repeater, my comb repeater is not working.
It's on the repeater. It's the upper. My, and a little maybe.
Could barely hear your transmission. Copy that. I heard McComb repeater is down. It is down because I tried hailing on it. This is a WSGG772, Shelby Township, on the base, monitoring.
Yeah, like I said, the McComb repeater is shut down for repairs, I guess, for the SFZ-793 monitoring.
Copy that. Thanks. I heard you loud and clear. WSGG-772, Shelby Township monitoring.
Quiet out there today. This is WSFW 542, monitoring.
Yes, it is. This is WSGG772, Shelby Township, on the base, home base, monitoring. The McComb repeater is, I guess, is being repaired.
Roger that. I'm out of Lapeer, so I'm able to hit quite a few of them, luckily, and they've got some pretty big footprints. I know McComb does as well. I'm not hearing some of the guys I usually do.
Yes, that's probably because the McComb repeater is due for maintenance. I guess that's what I should have said. It's under maintenance right now, but I'm bouncing off the Troy repeater.
Well, you have a good day. I'm going to go in here and go ahead and take care of some old radios I got. I'm looking for some software programming. And everybody out there, have a good day and be safe. This is WSFW 542, Doug out of Lapeer. I'll be clear.
This is WSGG772, Shelby Township. This is Paul. I'm clear and monitoring on the base.
What repeater are you going through there?
I'm assuming it's the Troy repeater.
Yeah, Roger that. If you're saying Troy, I don't think Troy. Well, Troy was never a linked repeater. Troy was a standalone repeater. There, okay.
Okay, maybe it's the Warren, because I'm on the borderline of Sterling Heights, Rochester, and Troy.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, I don't know. I just, unless you're going through the Detroit repeater, You know, Macomb's down for repair. The Troy repeater, from the times I've used it, it's not linked. That's what, unless they linked it, I don't know. Unless they put it in the network, I don't know. But, nah, just wondering, man. You're sounding good, though, coming in really clean over here in Warren. Nice signal, good modulation there. Roger.
Yeah, I just got me that Ocean KG1000 plus 50 watt. Got it before the tariff got at it, before the prices jacked up on it. And right now I just got the antenna in my door wall off my dining room so I can be able to get outside and set the antenna up because all this rain would be getting.
Yeah, Roger, copy that. Yeah, I just, I'm just running a DB20 with the Nagoya Magnamount antenna behind me on a cookie sheet in my room here. But, yeah, you sound really good on that radio. It's, like I said, it's clean, no noise, no nothing there, Roger.
I appreciate the feedback on it. You're the first... Very few persons that let me know what I'm putting out and how I sound. I'm using an ocean base antenna. So it's like I said, I just got it on the back of a pump chair at my door wall in my dining room for now until I can get it mounted outside, waiting for all this rain to be inside.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, it's doing a very good job for you, I'll tell you that. Guaranteed. Wherever you got it, man, leave it there because it's doing its job there. All right, I'm going to go ahead and monitor and do what I'm doing here. First personal is Dave over here. Whiskey Sierra Foxtrot Zulu 793. And I'm over here in Warren. And let's get talking to you, man. We'll talk a little bit later, probably. Anyway, take it easy, my friend. WSSV 793, I'm monitoring.
Yeah, real nice talking to you. This is WSGG 772. My name's Paul out of Shelby Township. And I do have breakfast with the guys with Jack every Saturday morning.
All right, I'm going to stitch in my log. I got a WS772, first name's Paul, correct?
Yes, Whiskey Sahara Golf 772, my name's Paul.
I got it there. I'm going to log it in on my computer. I have my communications log on my computer, not in a book, you know, so I got to take care of that. But, good. I'm going to put you in my log, and we will chat again. Good to meet you. Like I said, man, you have yourself a good one. We'll talk to you later. WSFZ 793, and I'm monitoring.
Looking forward to chat again. This is WS. GG 772, monitoring on the home base, Shelby Township. Station 772. I don't know if you're still out there or not. WIUG 48, copy. 772, yeah, Jack. I'm here. Copy.
You're sounding good, 100%. Your audio is good. Your signal is good, too.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear that. This radio, this base setup, was a little fortune for me, but it's my retirement toy when I retire in hopefully 3 years.
That's good. Listen, right now is only the repeater in Detroit, the 625 repeater. the Mount Clemens is out right now. So they get it fixed. I don't know when, but that's what happened. So you'll be on 625 from now on.
Okay, Roger that. Thanks for the info, Jack. Appreciate it.
So how's work? You must be a little bit tired, correct?
Actually, today it was slow. It was one of those weird days. I sat half the day in the cafeteria watching YouTube on my smartphone.
That's good. Now that you got 3 days off, almost with today, that's good anyhow. We needed some time, Roger.
Oh, yeah, I've earned it. I've had it coming. It was easy money today, bro. Easy money.
That's good. Anyhow, good talking to you. You take care. We'll talk again. WISG 48.
Always a great pleasure to talk to you, Jack. This is WSGG 772, Shelby Township, monitoring on the home base.
Station 488, WSGH
92. Yes, sir, 922. What an ugly day outside, isn't it?
Absolutely was. A good day for a nap. How's this radio sounding, this $10 bowl thing?
Sound good. Sound really good. It was worse than really. They sold a lot of them, but that's what I heard.
Oh, really? I was going to go buy another set of them. Can't beat it for $18.99.
Now to me, I would, but I got two of them, plus I have another three before, so I got about five, six of them here. I don't know, maybe Dave out there, I don't know if he can hear us or not, if he's interested or not.
Interested in what?
Bullfing radio, the K61, they two for $18.19 on Amazon.
Oh, I have to look it up. I guess I'll take a look at them. What's that model number?
Just put it in, and when you go on Amazon, K61. There's two radio comes together. For $18.99. It's a good deal, let me tell you something. And it comes in with two antennas, each one of them. Plus it comes in with a battery and all that stuff.
Yeah, I'm looking it up. I'm looking, punching it in now, gonna look it up.
No, you can't miss this deal. I know I bought two of them just now. I came in Sunday.
Yeah, nice K61 Baofeng. I'm on Amazon, K61 Baofeng. Pair of them, $41.99. That's a nice looking radio.
It's not $41.99. They're $18.99. Just put down K621.
I just bought two more.
That's good. They're really good. I don't think you can get them at that price anymore. So whoever you got them, if you want a couple more, I would do it, you know, because you don't know tomorrow or the day after. And it's, I don't know if they, probably they want to do what they got to do because maybe the turf's coming up.
Yeah, it says it'll ship within 8 days. so I'm not sure where they're coming from. Before they showed it was in stock, but looks like they're still available anyways.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now, $18.63. And you get quite a bit of stuff with it, too. A couple antennas and charger, everything. Now, I think maybe I might consider this.
I would, Dave. I really do. I would get two of them.
Well, I was looking at the pair before, and then you told me the single ones. Yeah, single ones are $18. The pair, I think, is $42. I'd have to go back. That still would be that's still a decent deal. A while back when Trump started to talk about the tariffs, I was keying up out here telling people, better hurry up, man, order up them Dowfangs and everything before the stuff goes up, because it's going to go up. Yeah, it's $41.99 for the pair.
Oh, there are two of them. There's two that comes in the pack for $18.99. Don't go out there and pay $41.
All right, I'm back on the $18 one. I don't say nothing about two in the pack, though. It's just, I'm just looking at the one here.
You're on the wrong one. You're on the wrong one. Go to, it says, Boeing K61.
You want to look to the one that says Bofang NA Nancy Alpha dash K61.
Give me a sec, I'm searching here.
That's why I bought my Ocean 50 watt for a base. Got it for under $400 before the tariff thing might kick in.
Somebody doubled with me.
Yeah, at first, like I said, I made the joke, you know, he's going to throw tariffs on China. Everybody better start buying his stuff up. But I was kind of half serious, too. But so far, man, the prices have been pretty reasonable. But I don't know, you know, as usual, but I don't think it's going to last long. I think the stuff's going to go up pretty high.
Did you see those for $18.99, two radios?
No, not on Amazon, but I could be in the wrong thing. I'm looking at a K61, right?
Gotta go on Amazon. They on Amazon. They not nowhere else. They on Amazon. Got it?
WSFW 542, is that you, Jack, you old rapscallion?
Go ahead.
This is Doug out of Lapeer. How you doing, you old rapscallion?
Very good. How about you? I haven't heard you in a long time.
Yes, I've been taking care of my wife and taking care of the church, so I've been pretty busy.
Anyhow, I really shouted for you a few times. I just wanted to see how you're doing and how is the wife doing, but I couldn't get you at all. Good to hear you out there, and I just was talking. I don't know if you're in a handheld or not, but there's two radios, the price of one, $18.99. It's just go on Amazon, you go on the search, put down K61.
You guys are looking, you gotta look under NA November Alpha dash K61.
This is WSCW 983.
Station 983, go ahead.
all this junk, I better grab a set before they're gone.
That is a good deal. Really, you cannot beat that deal. I bought one last year. It was $28 for one. And I had to pay $81 because it was a good deal. I mean, it was a good radio because the screen a little bit big. That's why. Roger?
Yeah, I like the screen, and it's got two channels that you can read at the same time. Is it as easy to set up as the GMRS radio is?
Yes, it's very easy to set that up in the GMRS. Also, if you're a ham operator, you can put a ham there, too. And also, you can put your airport by you there. I don't know how far you're from the airport. I have mine set on Selfish Airport, the Metro Airport, and Pontiac Airport.
Yeah, I like that idea, because I'm 25 minutes away from Flint Bishop, so I should be able to pick them up. They go over my house all the time. I wave to them. I can see people in the window sometimes. But anyways, this is WSBW 983.
That's Michelle. How are you, Michelle? We haven't talked in a long time.
I'm doing great. Everything's good. I'm just really busy and really busy at church doing all kinds of stuff. But everything's doing good. You sound like you're doing really good. Are you?
Yeah. I'm getting ready to turn my brother last year. Cucumbers and tomatoes and squash and all that. I think you remember, Roger.
Yeah, I remember. I'm getting ready to do mine, too. I heard you in the background, sir. I didn't catch your call number, but I'm acknowledging that I heard you speak. But, yeah, I'm getting ready to get, or we're talking about our garden, planning which one you want to plant.
There was another station out there. Go ahead. Hi, Michelle. I guess no one out there. Good talking to you. You take care. You have a good day. WIEG48.
Okay, my friend. You have a blessed day also. And I got some sunshine popping out here in Grand Blanc. So I hope you get to see some of that where you're at and enjoy that. And I will talk to you again really soon. WSBW 983 standing by.
Yeah, I found them, Jack. I found the pair here.
Hey, good. I don't know if you want to get some, but I would get some before, you know, it goes away. Because they ain't going to be that price for two.
Roger that. I got a box here, two brand new UE5RMs. I pulled them out of the box, put the batteries on them, programmed them, and then put them back in the box and put the box away. This is a deal, though. I think I am going to go for this one. This looks pretty good. $18.99 for the pair.
Yeah, no problem, Dave. We'll help you out. Anytime.
WISG 48. Yeah, Roger, Dad. Appreciate it. WSOZ 793 ID. Yeah, I was just going to get in there and wave good afternoon to you and 922 and go back on the monitoring. But you brought up these radios, and I had to have a look. And I think I am going to put in an order for... Can't beat that price, man. That's a Baofeng, and I like Baofeng. I think they make a pretty decent radio. So, anyway, talk to you later, Jack. You have yourself a good rest of the day. Sounding really good. WSOZ 793, and I'm monitoring.
So, Greg, 922, you still out there?
Yep, I'm still here, Jack. Go ahead.
It's not sunshine by you, is it?
Yeah, I was just going to say, when Michelle was on, we're actually neighbors. When she said that, I looked out the window, and sure enough, the sun was popping out.
Yeah, I don't know how far from you. I don't have no idea. Roger.
Yeah, we're close. So, those olives, Jack, I can't stop eating them.
Me too. I go through them all the time. You know, every day. Like five, six. You know, if you put a good olive oil and you put a lemon, you won't be able to stop eating the whole jar at all, really. And that's when they taste really good. But they taste good now anyhow because it's got my vinegar and all that and water. They taste good too.
Roger that. You're going to have to let me know when you find those Turkish ones.
You know what, maybe today I go there, I want to see if there's out there. But they are some very, very awesome olives.
You ever, you like the Kalamala olives?
I heard of them, but I never seen them.
Oh, we eat them a lot. The old Macedonian tradition, you know, the Kalamala of olives and those peppers I was telling you about that we roast.
The peppers, they're delicious.
Yeah, we'll roast them on the grill and then peel the skins and then put them up. We'll freeze them and then we pull them out for mainly like Easter and Christmas and Thanksgiving, but I think I told you we'll put the garlic in there and the tomato sauce, and man, are they good.
Well, Greg, let me know if you're going to do it this summer. I come by and eat some.
Absolutely, yeah, we'll get a couple bushels of them and have a little barbecue party, put some up.
Hey, Greg, I got to run to that market a little bit. I got to pick up a couple of, those cucumbers and some tomatoes, go shopping a little bit and come back. Good talking to you. You know where I am. WIEG 48.
All right, Jack. You have a good evening. Be safe out there. We'll talk at you later. WSGH 922. We'll be clear.
Good afternoon, 922. WSMZ 793.
How you doing, Dave? Did you end up pulling the trigger on those or not?
Yeah, I did. I don't know, man. You can't beat that price. That's for sure for a pair of them. So, yeah, I'm getting ready to throw the order in here.
Yeah, I bought the two, and I just tested them out, and evidently they sound decent enough, so I just bought two more. I'm going to hand them out to the family. Everybody have one. Some people live in Detroit. Some are in Swartz Creek. Some are in Grand Blanc. They're all over the place, so I'll program them up and hand them out to everybody. For $10, you can't beat that.
Yeah, I know, and with the tariffs coming, God knows how much they're going to go up, so, yeah, I'm going to get in there, too. I didn't read the whole ad or anything. Are they chirp programmable?
Yep, they are,
but I don't know if you have Windows, but you got a, I had a problem in the cable. It doesn't come with a cable, but you probably already got a cable. But I had to upload the driver. They had a driver that I had to go grab at the Pofing website in order to get it to work with Chirp.
Yeah, okay. I'll do that too when they show up. Yeah, I just wondered if they were Chirp programmable. You know, with Chirp it's easy. Just bang, 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 and you're done. Yeah, okay, but you say you had to download a driver or something to do it? Yeah, I run Windows, Windows 10 or Windows 11. My computer has both of them on there.
I don't know. For whatever reason, I had to... It wouldn't connect to the radio. You'd see it say program real quick, but then it'd say it didn't recognize the radio. So I went and I downloaded the driver for the cable. And it worked fine. But you may not have that problem if you've already programmed some Bofangs. I've had kid radios in the past, and that's what I don't even have. I do it all Bluetooth, but anyways, that's what happened with my Windows 11 anyways.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I have a... The mile thing I have here, UV5RM, what I started out with in the GMRS before I got this DV20, I got to know the pair. I ordered another pair of UV5RMs. I have them here, and I have my files from my first mile thing saved on the computer. So all I had to do was slap the battery in, hook up the cable, turn it on, bring up my save file, tell it to upload to the radio. So I got both the Baofengs ready to go. That's what I'm going to do with these when I get them too.
WSTH-380.
Go ahead, 380.
380, go ahead.
How about you, Dave? 793. What's the model number on the Baofeng?
I believe the K61. Let me, K61. NAK61 there, go ahead.
You say K61?
Yeah, type in N as in Nancy, A as in Alpha, K61.
WSV-8380 on the site.
Roger, roger. WSZ-793 monitoring.
WSGH-793.
Did you say that model number was Kilo 61?
Yes, sir. Nancy Alpha Space Kilo 61.
793 from WSBM 993.
Yeah, come on, Chad.
Yeah, roger that. Those Baofengs there, Jack was telling me about them the other day. That CPAC, and definitely can't go wrong with that, for sure. I definitely ordered a set myself, so shipped out and delivered. Copy.
Yeah, roger that. You're breaking up all over the place. It's been a long time since I heard you talking and breaking up, but you're breaking up. I got most of what you said, but she's breaking up with this. She's breaking up, Captain. She's breaking up.
Roger that. Yeah, I'm around a big building right now and a bunch of
you know, a distracted area, so that's probably why.
Yeah, well, you're working good now. Wherever you're at, stay there. It's working great. Usually that's how I hear you, no noise and full quiet. But you said you ordered a pair of them?
Sure, yeah, I ordered a pair of them the other day, and they should be here in a couple of days from Amazon. So, programming cable, I don't know if it has one or not, but I have the one that you gave me, so that should work, WSBM 993.
Yeah, Roger. Well, I hope that it takes that type of programming cable, because that's the only Baofeng programming cable I have. But I'm sure it does. Yeah, we're gonna get these bad boys. See what it's all about. I'm gonna slap an order in for them. Chad, you still in there?
The WSBM 993 mobile, sorry about that, Dave. I cut out on you. I was getting gas at the station there, Sam's Club. Anyways, yeah, I'm still here. Go ahead, bud.
Did you get the can of Cosby sauce like I asked you?
You know, that's still on my list to get today, and I still haven't gotten it yet. I ended up getting busy with a bunch of other stuff and still busy, but that's my plan, is to still get that yet today before I get back home. Plus, it's been raining on and off here today, too, so it's been kind of wet out, so haven't really been monkeying with the outdoor lawnmower too much yet, but it's on my top priority list to get today, so I'm planning on getting it, yes.
Very next to the wire stretcher.
Wire stretcher. All right, man. Well, when you get the Cosby sauce and you get home, give me a call, man. Let's get the thing running.
Roger that. I hear you. Did you order those bow things yet?
Yep. I just put the order in a couple minutes ago. I'm going to do it.
What are you boys ordering now? WITC 959.
What's going on, Rick, out there, 959? Got some Baofengs that we ordered, handhelds. 1899 for a two-pack. Jack was telling us about them, so everybody's ordering them before the tariffs kick in, I guess. But I did get that programming cable for that Motorola. It did come, so, you know, at your convenience or leisure when you get some time. No rush, my friend, no rush. We're good to go on that. So, WSBM 993 mobile, copy?
All right, yeah. Anytime. Give me a holler when you're going to be in the neighborhood. You know how my schedule is. Anytime after one, any day. Make sure you bring your other handheld with you too, because I'm just going to copy the code plug right off of that thing and put it right onto the mobile, and hopefully that works perfectly. It should. But like I said, we'll see when we get the mobile. It might be a little different. It might not be.
Roger that. Anytime after one. When did you want me to do it? I mean, it's just at your convenience or leisure. So I mean, when works for you?
Well, tomorrow I have a secondary appointment at 1, so I probably won't be home until about 3-ish or whatever, but hold on a second. I got cars going by and I'm outside. I don't care. I mean, if you're out and about, I'm home now. It's up to you.
All right, I mean, I could do it today. I mean, tomorrow I'm going to be tied
up, and then the weekend I'm going to be tied up because I'll have my daughter coming over on Friday till Sunday, so I won't be available from Friday to Sunday. But, I mean, I will be available here in a little bit. I just got to go make a stop for my mom real quick and run an errand for her real quick and take care of that real quick. And then I just got to run home and grab the stuff, and I could be on my way or whatever. I mean, if you wanted to do it today, I mean, that's up to you.
Yep, not a problem. Give me a yell when you're on your way. I'll make sure you keep the radio on.
All right, Rick, sounds good, man. My friend, always appreciated, as always, again, greatly appreciated. We'll be getting a hold of you in a little bit then, I guess. WSBM 993, back to you, Dave. Sorry, I didn't mean to push you off there, Dave, but are you still there? 793?
Oh, yeah, I'm still here. Ain't no problem, man. You didn't push it. Ain't nothing to apologize about, man. It's all right. I'm just sitting here. You know, you got to talk to the guy. You got to talk to the guy. Get your Motorola program there, okay?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. But, yeah, I'll get that can of starter fluid, and we'll hopefully get to that here in a little while or whatnot, hopefully. If not, then we can always get to it tomorrow as well. But I will definitely get the fluid, starting fluid today for sure, so I have it on hand. But anyways, I'm going to step back here and monitor for a little bit, drive and to my destination. So always good talking with you, Dave, and we'll do it again here soon. And until then, you take care, and we'll get with you in a little while or whatever, probably, or whatnot. So WSBM 993, clear and monitoring after your final.
Yeah, right, Chad, no problem, man. Good talking to you as always. Sounding good, too. Whatever you did, you're back sounding like you should. So, yeah, just get the Cosby sauce, and then, you know, when you're all freed up, give me a call, and we'll get on it there. Anyway, we'll talk to you later, my friend. WSOZ 793, and I'm monitoring. I think I heard a 563 or something. Sounding really bad. Noise covering you up. Hey, 932, you still in there? And you said you bought some, you're going to buy a few more and stuff and hand them out to the family, Roger.
922. Yeah, that's what I was planning on doing.
Yeah, okay, I was just wondering, were they going to run under your license, or how's that going to work?
You can have immediate family members. They have to be immediate family members, and they just use your call sign, and it could be like Mobile 1, Mobile 2, or whatever, I don't know, something like that.
Yeah, Roger, I know that. I understand it. That's what I was wondering. If they're immediate family or whatever, that you're going to be handing them out to, or they're going to all run under your license, or are they going to get their own?
Nope, they're going to run under mine.
Yeah, right, cool. That's what I was wondering. That's the cool thing, too, about it. You can let immediate family, run under your license so they don't have to go through the hell that you go through the... to get their own license there, Roger.
Yeah, none of my family would get on the radio like this and talk like you and I are. It would be only for emergency purposes only. That's it. We'll test them maybe once or
quarter or something like that. I don't know, but that was my thought.
Yeah, okay. But you say the K-61s that you had, they work pretty good?
Honestly, I just got it, and I'm on the DB-20 right now, but when I keyed up earlier for the first time, that was, I tried it the other day, too, was, I think Chad gave me a report, but I just got them, so I just ordered two more.
Yeah, okay. Okay, then, I just was wondering, yeah, I just put the order in, so, let's see, I have, then I'll have one, four, five handhelds, they're all going to be Baofengs, I guess, come to think of it. So, that's about it for me, just in case, you know, besides the price, you can't beat it, and it's good to have them around just in case there, Roger.
Yeah, Roger that, especially if you ever have an EMP.
Well, we'll see how that goes when it happens. But you know it's going to be, you know it's going to be all simplex after that. So, if the handheld survived an EMP, because unless you got your handhelds inside a lead case that's grounded to the earth, God knows what would happen if we have an EMP there, Roger.
Yeah. Roger that. Yeah, unless you got, what is that, a Faraday case or whatever, keep all locked up.
Yeah, that's the gig. From my experience with electronics and stuff, all the electronic stuff I've worked on and everything, la, 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 blah, 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 I'm figuring old tube equipment, and probably radios that are analog, no digital stuff in them, no chips, no nothing, you know, old analog shortwave radios and stuff, would probably survive an EMP. But these radios, even though we have here with all the computer stuff in it and crap like that, might not survive there, Raji.
Yeah, I don't know. I just hope we don't ever have to experience it and find out, that's for sure.
No, me neither. But like I told my buddy Frank, we talked about this. I told him another thing. I said, after an EMP, you know what's coming next. Because it's EMP first and then nuclear missile next. So either way around, you know, God forbid it happens.
Yeah, right on that one for sure. All right, Dave, I'm going to back out of here to talk with you. We'll chat again. WSGH 922, I'll be clear.
All right, Greg. Always good talking to you. I waved my hand when you were talking to Jack. I wanted to wave my hand to you too, and then come in, wave my hand, and crawl back out. Yeah, because I hear you guys out there. Anyway, you have yourself a good day, my friend, and we'll talk at you later. I'll let you know what happens when they show up. WSZ 793, I'm monitoring.
WSZ 793, this is WSBH 380, copy.
Yeah, I believe you said 380. The modulation's kind of low, but I can read you. I believe you said 380, Roger.
Does that help a little? I bumped it up to high power.
Yeah, it's working now. I can hear you pretty good there, Roger.
Yeah, well, I jumped on the bandwagon and ordered those K-61s. What kind of delivery date did they give you?
Oh, guy, I don't know. Let me look here. No, I don't want this. Did I want this? No, I don't want this. I want this.
Come on. Free delivery. May 17th to 21st, to the 21st. All on orders over $35. It says usually ships within 8 days. They don't exactly tell me when it's supposed to be here.
Copy that. Well, they told me 17th to the 19th. That's a long time to me. Amazon usually is on the ball. Unless you're over something where. Anyway, WSDH-30 on the site.
Yeah, Roger that. I just happened to look here, man. It comes with 771 high-gain antennas. Whoa, okay. Guess I won't. Might not have to order any Nagoyas for it. Usually, like when I ordered my Baofengs here last month, it was 2 days. I believe it was 2 days. And I send the order. What I do is I bookmark the order, send it to my brother-in-law, because where he works at, they're always taking, you know, doing orders from Amazon and everything. And I send it to him, and then he throws the order in while he's throwing all the other orders in. And usually it's like 2 days, 2 or 3 days there, Roger.
Copy that. Well, for the price, I can wait a few days. That's really a good deal on those radios.
Oh, yeah, but I could wait a few days, too. I mean, for that price, you know, you can't beat it. Like I said, you never know, man, with the tariffs and everything coming in, this stuff might go up quite a bit. That's what I feel is going to happen, so I figure better, what they say, you better strike while the iron's hot there, Roger.
I copy that. Yeah, that's the way I feel. WSDH 380.
All right, Ben. You take it easy. Have yourself a good day, my friend. WSOZ 793, and I'm monitoring.
How's the Bachman out there? 380, how you doing?
Doing very well, Jack. How about yourself?
Very good. I haven't heard you out there at all. I just want to see how you're doing.
I do a lot of monitoring, Jack, not a lot of talking.
I see what you're saying. Are you on the other side too or no?
I just monitor on the other side. I haven't spoken yet.
I'm on the other side too, so if you need anything, I can give you the call sign.
I think I have it, Jack, but you go ahead and give it to me again if you will.
It'll be KF8DRC, KF8 Detroit Rock City.
Copy that. Yeah, that's a good way to remember it. Detroit Rock City.
Hey, buddy. Take care. We'll talk on the other side. WIUG 38. I'm clear.
WSVH 380. Standing by.
Gentlemen,
Dave. 793, Dave. Station 844. Station 844. WIUG 48, copy.
Hello, Jeff. How are you today?
Good. I wanted to tell you about the radios. A 204-1899 at Amazon. Just go on that, it says K61. I don't know if you want some or not, but they're good radios.
Roger.
And how much are they on Amazon?
$18.99 for two.
Sorry, you want to repeat that one more time, Jack?
$18.99. 18.99.
All right, and that's for two of them, and they're just for ham radio, or are they for the GMRS also?
For both, GMRS and also ham.
Roger, roger. And it's a Baofeng?
Yeah, that's right. They're good radio.
Keep copying. It's a 61, you said. Over.
Yeah,
K-61. K-61. Copy that.
I'm going to go now and see if you find them.
I'm motoring right now, but I will do that. I'll check them out when I get home. Yep, I just left work, so, by the way, how long is that Mount Clement repeater going to be down, you know?
I don't know exactly, but it's going to be a little while, because you got to get the parts for that repeater. That's why he's got to get the parts and he's got to work on it, too.
Roger, roger.
If I'm not on the radio, Dave will help you out. He knows about those radios. You just order them.
Copy that. Yeah, I'll look into it when I get home.
Sherman, good talking to you. Take care. WIG38.
Talking to you, Jack. Take care. We'll talk to you again soon. WSQ844. 793, you still out there? WSQ844.
44, go ahead. 993.
I was looking for 793. 993, what the heck are you doing down here?
Sorry about that. Is that Sherman out there?
Oh, I forgot that this the Detroit repeater's a link. I haven't used the Detroit repeater in a long time since Mont Clemens is down. How you doing there, Chad?
Hear that? I thought you said 993. I'm sorry about that, Sherman. My apologies. Doing all right, my friend. WSBM 993 clear. Go ahead.
No, that's no problem. Anytime, Chad. Anytime. I'm just getting off of work. I just leaving the work on my way home, northbound and down. Chad, I don't know how long I'm going to be able to have the Detroit repeater, so I'm going to 7-3s to you. Have yourself a good one. We'll talk to you again later. WSQ844. I'll be clear with your final.
Roger that, Sherman. You have yourself a good one. Safe travels out there as well, my friend. You take care. We'll do it again soon. WSBM 993, clear and monitoring mobile. Station 959, Rick. Station 959, Rick. Are you still monitoring WSBM 993? Copy. Hey, Roger. I just want to let you know I'm leaving my house now. Going to be getting on the road, heading out that way. Just wanted to give you a heads up there. Copy.
Alrighty. I will be here. See you shortly. Do I see you next time? Back monitoring.
Roger that. You said bring the HT as well, too, right? The handheld Motorola HT?
Yeah, just in case we got to copy the code plug into the programming software. That's how I had to tend to break the original one, was I had to have somebody else's, I had to download somebody else's code plug to get it to unlock the system, and then I just remade my own code plug and loaded it back in. But like I said, just in case we need it.
Roger that. Okay, I'm pulling out of my driveway now, getting on the road, going to head out that way. So we'll text or call you when we get a little bit closer. WSBM 993, clear and monitoring frequency.
WSFC 793, Dave, you copy? How about you, WSFC 793, WSDH 380 calling? WSDH 380 monitoring.
So it's 932, you still in there for the SFZ 793?
No, Jenny,
it's WSZ 744. How you doing, bud? For the SFZ
793,
I'm monitoring. Hello, 793, WSZU 844. There's my man. What's happening over there?
Living the dream. On the way home from work, just a little north of Elmont. I'm 3. How's everything with you, buddy?
Everything's going okay. Wanted to order a pair of Baofengs, and Jack and them were talking about a great deal. And I got on Amazon and went to order them, and they said they're out of stock, man. I'm kind of plumbing.
That sucks, yeah, because Jack told me about them, too, and I was going to go look at them when I got home, but they're out of stock, and no more deal.
Yeah, Roger, that Jake told Jack was out here talking about them, and a whole bunch of people out here ordered them, and even me, but when I went to go order, I didn't see it till I went to go order, and it says, we're out of stock, don't have no idea. You know, when we're going to get them, it's like, oh, man, I'm bumming.
I copy that. Sorry to hear that. I don't know. I just saw two eagles today on my way home on 53. One was south of Belmont, and the other one is north of Belmont. So, that is wild.
Yeah, Roger, that. You're starting to break up a little bit, but I still understand what you're saying. So how you been? How's Kelly doing?
We're doing okay. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. Doing my stuff here and there. A little bit here, a little bit there. I figured I'd pick the radio on today. I ain't got nothing really going on, so... I think I'd kick the radio on and see who's out here, Roger.
Roger, Roger. Well, as long as you're keeping yourself busy and you're doing okay, that's all that counts.
Yeah, I'm trying. I'm trying. I got a handheld here
CB handheld. And I got to change the final transistor on it to the output transistor. And there's a little thing that goes behind the transistor. It's like a mica sheet. It's an insulator. And I can't find them. I don't know what happened to them, so I had to order. I got a set of them on order right now. But I'm kind of bumming about these radios. I wanted to get a pair of them.
Copy that. Yeah, Jack, I think he was talking to you about, I tried calling out for you, and you went off the air probably to look for him, and he hopped on and heard me, and he told me about him, and he said if I had any question about him, I'd ask you or ask him.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, he's a good guy, man. I gave him a good afternoon, and we talked for a little bit. He's a great guy. So I don't know, man. I'm just hanging out, man. What's happening with you? I mean, nothing special, eh?
Just working, trying to take care of the things at home. Sunday I was outside from 11 o'clock until about 4 o'clock, mowed the grass, running back, did some weed whipping until the weed whipper ran out of weed whip, and then I got on the tractor, hooked the trailer up to it, and went around the yard clipping the branches on my trees.
Yeah, Roger that. How's that tractor working out for you?
Perfect. Yeah, I love it. I've got close to 6 hours on it, so you haven't had to change oil in it.
Yeah, 6 hours should be good enough break-in. A good break-in there. Yeah, change the oil. Because that oil's going to have metal shavings and stuff in it from the parts all bedding down. That's why they tell you run it for the first 5 hours and then change it. And then after every 25 hours, change the oil after every 25 there, Roger.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I've mowed the grass 3 times already. My brother lives in Shelby Township. He's got a good-sized front yard and backyard. He doesn't have that much of a front yard. He just did it for the first time this weekend.
Yeah, Roger, did you go over there and mow it, or did he borrow the mower, or what?
He does it himself, or he has his kids. He's got 4 boys. But, yeah, he says he wants to get a riding tractor for them. I said, what? You want to get a riding tractor for the kids? They're gonna mess it up. No, do it yourself, man.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that now. Kids on there doing wheelies and trying to spin the tires and everything. I can see that.
Yeah, it's kids, sad to say, but they're lazy. I don't think they'll do it. And a couple of them already wrecked a couple cars. And I wouldn't trust them.
So I was thinking him asking you to borrow your mower would be out of the question.
Yep, it would be out of the question.
Yeah, I'll bring it back. It'll be, I'll clean it off really nice when we're done. I'll bring it back. 2 weeks later, you got to go over there and get it because you ain't bringing it back. And the thing's all mud and dirt and grass and God knows if the transaxle still works, much less the engine.
Oh, yeah. Well, the first couple times I mowed it, there was still some water and mud a little bit in some of the low-lying areas where, it got a little dirty. So I took the hose to it and I washed it off and dried it off. the second, or just this past weekend, it started raining. So, yeah, I put it back in the barn, and I dried it off. It wasn't too dirty. So, but yeah, I'm going to do my best to keep it up and make it last as long as it will.
Yeah, well, if you take care of it like you're doing, change the oil when it's supposed to be done, you know, and don't let the engine get all dirty and stuff. Yeah, and check the air filter every now and then. If it's, you know, if it's really dark and almost black, then change it. But if it's just a little white color, you can still see through the paper, you're all right. Yeah, it'll last you.
Yeah, copy that. And, well, I've got a Club Cadet snowblower that I bought a couple years ago. So, I didn't use it much this season. So, I fired, Callie pulled it out of the shed to do some rearranging, and then when I was going to put it back in the shed, I fired it up, and it fired right up. So, I was happy.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. I was wondering that. You did fire it up. As long as you're not using the ethanol, as long as you ain't pouring ethanol in them engines, you're all right. You know, if you can avoid it, man, don't be using ethanol in them engines. They're okay.
That ethanol is at E85, right?
Yeah, Roger, E85, yeah. If you can, avoid that stuff.
I copy that, and I'll never use it, even in my vehicles, I've never used that E85. Yeah, a lot of the gas stations around, a couple of the gas stations around me, they don't carry it anymore.
Yeah, that E85, that's some nasty stuff, especially like if you pour it in your snowblower. Or anything that, and you let it sit. You know, your snowblower sits because it didn't get no snow. You know what I mean? It sits for a long time. That ethanol eats the carburetor castings and stuff. And usually, you know, like if you go to start and it don't start because it ain't getting fuel, you pull the carburetor off, and a lot of times, depending how long it's sat, you have to get a new carburetor because the carburetor, once you pull the bowl on it, everything's all eaten up and nasty. I've done a lot of carburetors with that Randy 85 there. Go ahead.
Yeah, Roger that. No, I've never used it. But, yeah, I think I'll fire up the snowblower at least once a month to make sure it's keep it going.
You know, that's what I tell people, too. I tell them, I say, you know, if you can, you ain't got nothing going on. You know, like, just over here, the generator, once or twice a month, I'll go out there and light it and let it run and shut it down, you know, and let it run for like 5-10 minutes and shut it down. But I tell people, if you ain't got nothing going on, you know, start it up, your snowblower, start it up, let it run a little while, and then shut it down just to, you know. But if you got that E85 in there, now, that's some nasty stuff there, okay?
Copy that. Well, a lot of people drain their machines for the summer or for the winter and that. I don't do that unless I use it. But usually I leave gas in them. Even in our boat, we put the special stuff that you're supposed to put in it in the wintertime.
Yeah, Roger, you're talking about stable. I don't know any other gasoline stuff that you pour in, but I know stable. Stable is good for, I don't know, maybe a year or two, maybe less. But, it's good stuff there, okay?
Copy that. Yeah, we put a little bit of that in the gas tank in the pontoon.
supposed to do, and the smart thing to do, you put the stable in the gasoline, and then light the engine up, and let it run a bit, and let that stable get into the carburetor, too, there, Roger.
Okay, didn't know that. Roger, Roger. Well, that's a good thing to know.
Yeah, if you can do it, that's the right way to do it. That's the way you're supposed to do it. I think it even says on the bottle. But you pour it in gas, you start the engine up and let the engine run. And when you figure it's ran long enough to where the carburetor has stable in it, then shut it off and put it up.
Roger, Roger.
Yeah, all right. I think we tied it up there, Sherman, so I'm going to go ahead and monitor, let you get home. Maybe talk a little while later on the radio. I'm going to have it on while I'm sitting here screwing around. I got a guitar. I'm doing maintenance on my yearly maintenance on the guitar, so just a little here, a little there, talking on the radio too. So I'll talk to you in a little bit, man. Have yourself a safe trip home. Sounding good too, by the way. WSZ 793, and I'm monitoring after your final.
Roger, Roger. Yeah, you're sounding real good also. Yep, I'm not too far from home now. Maybe a few miles on the freeway and about 5 miles or less off the freeway till I get to my destination. So, yeah, but I got top off the tank. So, all right, have a good one. Maybe we'll talk to you later. WSGU 844. We're clear.
Roger, Roger, and I'm monitoring.
Macomb County is offline.
Yeah, it's down for repairs.
WSHR 566 to WSGU 8.
WSZ 793 back monitoring.
WSHW 556 monitoring.
Mobile and monitoring.
WSHW 556, mobile and monitoring.
WSHW
556,
WSBM 993,
copy. Yeah, a little crackly, but I copy, 996.
Yeah, 993 here, Chad, WSBM 993. Just wanted to jump in there, Shane, and say hello to you. Hope all's going well, my friend. You doing okay tonight?
Yeah, doing all right. Pretty sore, being I messed myself up a little bit at work there toward the end of the day, but so far, so good.
Hey, Roger that. Well, hopefully you feel better. Hopefully things recover well for you. Just mobile right now, coming back into Saginaw. So, in any event, just wanted to jump in there and say hello. We'll definitely talk with you. I'm going to be monitoring here for a little bit, so you have a good one, and maybe we'll talk with you in a little while or something if you're around WSBM 993 Clear Mobile.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll talk again later on. I'm heading to my dad's right now, so. But, all right, WSHW 556, Clear Mobile and Monitoring.
WIUG 488, WRZP 544. More time, WRZP 544, WIUG 488. Contact, WRZP 544, clear monitoring the frequency.
WSHW 556. Mobile monitoring. USHW 556. 544, got a copy?
WSFZ 793 monitoring. Station 902, Frank, you around? WSFZ 793. No copy, 902. WSFZ 793 monitoring.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency.
Good afternoon, Bob. WP over here, WSFZ 793. How you doing, sir?
Ain't better, probably be illegal. I woke up, put my feet on the ground. Good Lord, let me live another day, Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. Praise him. He is a good guy. Yeah, so what's happening over there? What's the action? Is there any improvements there?
Roger that. And on a side note, before I get to your question, I got the last $18 Bofang special while y'all were talking. But yes, things continue to get back to normal. Cleanup, as you can imagine, still continues. Electricity has been restored everywhere, and they continue to work on fiber optics and the internet as such. But life as we know it, this summer is going to be an extremely high fire hazard up here. So that's where we stand as of now. Roger?
Yeah, Roger that. Well, it's good to hear. Good to hear everything's improving on that end. The other thing is, shame on you. You got there before I did, man. I went to order them, some foul things, and they said they were out. Don't know when they're going to get them.
so it's kind of a bummer, but it's all right. I had my chance. I didn't know about them till today, till Jack brought it up, and then when I looked, I was like, oh, I gotta have these. But cool, man. At least you're getting them there, okay.
After that, I didn't feel bad till I heard that they were gone. And much like anyone else, the price is right. And I have family there in Garden City, a cousin down there, one of my last living relatives, avid hunter, fisherman, sportsman. As a matter of fact, he was here and his son helping me clear trees on my property. And I'm going to hook them up with both of those radios, Roger.
Yeah, Roger, that's pretty cool of you. You're all right. That's a nice thing to do. It's a cool thing to do. Are they gonna run under your license, or what's the deal there?
Hear that? According to the FCC, they are family. They are related, and therefore they can go under my license. However, if they choose to, they can most certainly go get their own, Roger.
Yeah, Roger, that. I was aware of that. I knew that your immediate family or whatever, you could go under your license. Yeah, that's a cool thing, too, because they can run under your license instead of going through the nightmare of getting their license. Man, that was a nightmare. But it's cool. If they can run under your license, you know, it's no big thing there, Roger.
No, not at all. And as I said, his family, my cousin and his son, and his missus, they're both avid outdoors persons, campers, hikers, fishermen, hunters, and they're up here quite often. And however, when they travel, as you well know, it's nice to keep in touch with family. So again, blessed to have the MI8 network available for us, Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. WSNZ 793, Craigie. That's cool, man. I'd like to. I wish I could have got a hold of a pair of those, man. It would have been all right. But like I said, sometimes, you know, when I was ordering them, I forgot who I was talking to. But I remember telling them, you got to strike while the iron's hot, man. Because with the tariffs and stuff, this stuff's going to go up, man, way up. But, it's all right, man. So it doesn't bother me much here.
Do that. Go ahead and put them in your cart, and certainly they'll come back in stock. However, as you said, we don't do politics here on the net, depending on the tariffs. But no, it was a good deal. Couldn't pass it up. Yeah. But again, brother, WRZT 544 for identification purposes, Bob here in Sheboygan County. Great talking to you. We've had our nickel here on the net, so I'll wish you and yours a good evening and rest of the week, my friend. It's always a pleasure to have you in my receipt. WRZT 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, clear and monitoring the network.
Yeah, Roger that. I appreciate it. Always good talking to you, Bob. It always is. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, my friend. You take care of yourself. You're sounding good, too, by the way. Sounding really good, as always. I never have a problem hearing you. You come in nice, clean, and smooth. So, no full quieting, what have you. Take care of yourself, and you and the family, and have yourself a good day. WSOZ 793. Talk to you later. I'm monitoring.
WSDU 202.
WSAA 336 monitoring.
Station 544. Station 544. WIUG 488. Copy.
WIUG 488. WRZP 544. Good evening, Jack.
Good evening, brother. How are you doing?
All systems go, brother. I got the last deal, and after I ordered mine, they were unavailable. So thank you for the heads up, Roger.
Bob, you'll be the first one to know, believe me. No other buddy out there except you.
Roger that. Thanks for the FYI. I got them for family down there in the thumb. So he and his family can keep in touch there. So, thank you again, Jack, for the FYI. Over.
No problem, Bob. Anyhow, how you doing? And how's everybody there?
All's good, Jack. We just got back from a trip out in the Pigeon River. We're still clearing debris from all the trails. But it looks good out there. It's getting cleaned up and things are getting back to normal here, Roger.
That's good. Anyhow, and here's just a little bit of chilly. Otherwise, it's good, but it's going to be sunshine all next week. From now all the way till next Tuesday.
Roger that. I spent considerable time in the garden today turning over the dirt with the grinder there and getting it ready. And once we get no longer below freezing now, I'll start planting that sucker, Roger.
Roger, I cleaned up a little bit. I didn't do nothing. I usually plant when Mother's Day comes in. The day after Mother's Day, I go on Mother's Day, get all my plants, after I be with the family for a little bit. So I'm going to get all my plants and come back, and next day, that's when I put them in the ground.
Roger that, Jack. Like yourself, we're both susceptible to Mother Nature and frost. I've got everything here in the greenhouse ready to go, and I learned a new trick this year. Cardboard. I put cardboard down in my garden around my beds. I don't have raised beds. All of my beds are on the ground, maybe 18 inches high. Cardboard this year. Once the snow melted, I put down, and not only is it biodegradable, but it keeps some old weeds down, Roger.
Bob, that's what I do. I have wood out there I don't use, so I cover it up. And when Mother's Day comes in, I open it up. There's no weed, and you don't have to worry about no weed for for 6-7 months. Not 6 months, but about 3-4 months, no weed at all. So I don't have to do a clean up at all. That's what I do every season.
Roger that. I've got about a 3/4 acre garden I've got cordoned off. And this was the first year I went with the cardboard trick. And I tell you what, it's worked out good there. And as I said, I've got everything in the greenhouse ready to go to put in the ground when Mother Nature permits. And like you, I'm still eating on stuff I can 4 years ago, Roger.
Well, that's good, Bob, anyhow. That is a good thing to do. No clean up, not much. I send you, what I do is this way. When I got a drill and I got, I send you what I have. I put it on ground and with the drill. And it's a bigger drill. It's not small. Then I drill it. And when I go buy them, I count how many I need to make a hole for. I make a hole and everything, then put the drill on the side and start planting it, and that's it.
Roger that. I stake everything out and run 550 cords in between, and I do the same. I got a drill with a little auger on it, and then, as I said, I have 13, oh, I don't know, maybe foot and a half raised aluminum beds that I have fabric down, and I plant in as well. So, yeah, it's all good, my brother. And, again, thank you for the FYI on the radio. It's back to you. WRZP 544 for identification purposes.
Hi, Bob. No problem at all. Good talking to you and good to hear you out there. We'll talk again. WRUG 488.
You bet, Jack, and thank you again. Always a pleasure, my brother. Always a pleasure. My best to you and yours. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County. Bob, clear and monitoring the frequency.
USGI 432, monitoring and mobile.
WSHW-556, monitoring, AC, Michigan.
WRMZ-640.
SBM 993, mobile and monitoring.
WRXD 901, you must be dreaming out there. WSDY 438. Wake up, grab that mic. Looking for WRSD 901. WSDY 438.
DVT 438 out in Isabella County, WSBM 993. How's it going?
Doing good, 993. Doing good, Jay. How about you? Enjoying this weather. I'm ready.
Roger that, my friend. Yeah, I heard you in there. Just wanted to jump in there and say howdy to you real quick. Say hello. Good evening to you. Hope all is well, man, up there. You take it easy and have yourself a good evening, my friend. Just wanted to jump in and say hello. Take care. Have a good night. WSBM 993, Saginaw, Michigan.
All right, we got your number that time. WSBM 993. Take care. Appreciate the shout there. You have a good one over there in Saginaw. That's the repeater I must be hitting off the backside there. So, alrighty, I appreciate the shout there, and yeah, enjoy the spring. I'm ready. I'm ready to rock everything and grow. WSDY 438, we'll be clear of you. Thank you. Everything's growing. Got little birds growing. Got the sheep. All the little sheep are all running around. We're all in the middle of a barnyard here. But anyway, chickens running all over. Yep, ready for the grass to grow and ready for the crops to grow. I'm not a farmer, but I love it all. I like the green stuff. WSDY 438.
WSFZ 793, monitoring.
WSBM 993, portable and monitoring.
993.
Oh, not too much, man. Just got home and just got in the door about 5-10 minutes ago here, and just getting ready to settle in for the night, get ready to watch the news, unwind, relax. Pretty much call it a night for tonight. Get up and do it all over again tomorrow.
Yeah, all right. Sounding kind of quiet, man. Not your modulation. You usually, your voice is more chipper. But tonight you sound kind of quiet. You all right?
Oh, yeah, just tired. Yeah, pretty exhausted, tired. Been a busy day today and stuff. And just kind of, you know, tired tonight. Getting ready just to watch the news and getting ready to wind down for the night, pretty much, basically, you know?
Yeah, all right. I just wanted to get in there, wave a good evening to you, and get back out and monitor while I watch my videos here. So have yourself a good evening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. WSFZ 793, clear for your final.
Roger that, Dave. Appreciate the shout-out, or appreciate the contact tonight. And always good talking with you, as always. And probably do it again tomorrow. Take care, my friend. And we'll talk with you. WSBM 993, clear and monitoring the frequency.